Hello and welcome to the BS History Podcast. My name is BS Dreyer, and whether or not those initials are fitting, I'll let you judge. Today I just wanted to quickly rant a little bit about something that really bugs me. Why do so many people have such a hard time believing that ancient peoples were capable of very impressive feats of engineering, such as building the pyramids? Let's first of all establish one thing very clearly. It was absolutely humans who built the pyramids. They didn't have help from any aliens. And furthermore, the idea that we now, us modern day historians and archaeologists in particular, don't know how past people built the stuff that they built is almost always completely wrong. Now, the reason why so many people think that we don't know, I don't understand. It doesn't really take much to just open up Wikipedia and you will see that under Stonehenge or under the pyramids, there's a bunch of different theories that have been proposed as to how those monuments were built, and then you can just kind of go through that little chapter and see which ones were actually tried out in practice, and you can kind of, from that, surmise, well, that's probably how they did it. No one can tell exactly down to the single minute how somebody built the pyramids or a pyramid in ancient Egypt. Of course they can't, but no one can look at a house that doesn't have detailed sort of recordings of how it was built and immediately know every single minute how it was spent building that house, but you still believe that it was humans who built that house. It's not that hard to fathom. And similarly with ancient impressive monuments. Take the Stonehenge, for instance. Now, I realize that the Stonehenge looks like something that should be impossible for people in the Bronze Age or even earlier than that, you know, 5,000 years ago, to even get close to accomplishing. But the fact is that the Stonehenge isn't even the most impressive part of the larger cult area surrounding it. It is in fact one of the smaller parts, it's just more visible, and it is more recent than some of the more impressive stuff that people built earlier, which are now of course huge mounds covered in grass, but at the time would have been absolutely staggering projects that you would have needed to just put so much manual labor and effort into in order to make work. Now, if you want to see everything that I'm ranting about right here up close and much more detailed and with a better narrator, then I suggest a BBC documentary Operation Stonehenge, which also incidentally puts forth some very compelling and very good ideas and theories about how Stonehenge was built, in fact proving some of it and basically explaining it all. They didn't need help from aliens. Humans have always been capable of this kind of thing. And it's actually an interesting facet of this whole discussion of how people view these ancient monuments, that it tends to be, within Europe at least, very ancient peoples. You're talking the Stonehenge, or you're talking perhaps the Colossus at Rhodes. That's another one that people have trouble comprehending that ancient people were able to build, but they absolutely were. Granted, I kind of understand the impulse to say, well, they didn't even have clothes like we do, you know, that many thousands of years ago. How could they possibly have built it? Well, because you don't actually need clothes to build very large buildings, first of all, but that's sort of besides the point. Another thing that strikes me about it is indeed that that is the European side of it. And very often, once you move outside of Europe, people have trouble understanding how the Incas could build something like the Machu Picchu. Well, Machu Picchu isn't even that great of an Incan city. Most of the former Incan cities are now modern-day South American cities, and having been built on top of these earlier Grand Incan etc. cities, well, now it's hard to find the traces of those ancient cities. But we know from archaeologists and historians working on it that absolutely far greater and much more impressive things were built than Machu Picchu. And of course, going up to the north, up to the Mayan country, and looking at those pyramids and saying, oh wow, that there's no way that they could have possibly built that when they ran around in loincloths and didn't even have, you know, iron swords? How could they possibly have done it? Or going up to what is today Mexico City and, you know, questioning the early Spanish records of the place and saying, there's no way it could have been that large. There's no way those people could have managed that. And you can just go around the world with that same mentality. You can go to Zimbabwe, where they have some very impressive ancient ruins there as well that people have questioned, well, how could they possibly have built that? And of course, all of it is a very, very clear case of racist undertones. Like, how could these people, these primitive people who weren't even Europeans, build these things? But you also have to think about when they were built. I mean, some of these things, such as the Machu Picchu, weren't that ancient. They aren't that ancient, in fact, compared to at least the pyramids, say. And very few people question, you know, far older, in some cases at least far older, in some cases about the same time frame, European buildings. And that's because we have a better idea of how they were built, granted, because people wrote more about the actual building of those buildings. But it's still, you know, very impressive feats of engineering. If you're looking at the very early cathedrals in Europe, some of them are truly impressive pieces of work and feats of engineering in and of themselves. But nobody says, well, maybe aliens, because it's very evident that human beings were capable of building those very impressive buildings. Similarly, if you go to Asia, where a lot of things have been recorded and written down about how they built the different things that they built, the very impressive things that they were able to build over there in similar time periods, well, people also go, well, okay, there's pretty tangible evidence here. As soon as you travel outside of that and you go to a culture where either it's because you don't understand their language, or it's because you haven't found out that they have really have any detailed records of how they built things, and then you start questioning it. Or in the case of Egypt, which is even weirder because we actually can read hieroglyphs and we absolutely have some idea of how they built it. It was manual labor, and it was a hell of a lot of it. And granted, again, I still understand that you look at the many tons heavy stones that they would have had to carve out and transport and put on top of one another in order to build those monuments, and you think, how were they able to do that? Well, again, just physics, engineering. They used different types of levers and all that kind of stuff that was known to the ancient Greeks and apparently very evidently to people long before them, and they just figured that out from observing nature, and they were capable of building these things. It really isn't that great of a mystery, and I guess it kind of a little bit annoys me that people still somehow have this weird idea that, first of all, we modern day historians and archaeologists don't know how these people built these things. We do. And that secondly, there must be some other explanation, or that somehow otherworldly powers were involved, etc. It just dumps it all down, and it really neglects the true impressiveness of these massive monuments and buildings and things that people in the past were indeed able to build with nothing but their own two hands and a lot of skill and a whole lot of tools that they themselves were very much capable of inventing, because humans have always been that kind of creature, and it shouldn't really be in any way, shape, or form a matter of discussion, a matter of debate, or indeed a matter of inquiry. We just basically have a very, very good idea of how almost all of these things were built, and for the ones that we don't yet, well, we have very skilled archaeologists working on it, and we have very skilled historians digging up resources on it, and together we'll probably find answers for most of it. At any rate, that's it for my little rant today, and I want to first of all say you can find me on Twitter, BS_Dreher. That is BS_Dreher, DREJER on Twitter. And last but not least, thank you so very much for listening.